I was a DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for ATF Fast and Furious guns going south. Because personal liberty is insured by personal weaponry. The deep state faked an investigation, a phony report, then leaked the fake news to discredit me to the propaganda press, just like they did to Trump and Flynn. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. What the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump and Flynn and Kavanaugh, they are doing, they really want to do to you, because they're really after you. But I was also a DIA intelligence officer and SOCOM PSYOP officer, so I recognized what they were doing. Until Trump took on the deep state, and until me, nobody exposed them. Now together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. Hey everybody, this is Jeff Prather in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer on KVOI AM, The Voice. Please support patriotism and Tucson small business at Perfection Auto Works at perfectionautoworks.com. Go see Mike Emery, my first and most passionate supporter. You could read the truth about drug cartels and Muslim terror on the border in my book, Chase. There it is. I got it up there. And you can see that our society is in crisis with our kids killing and raping each other at ever younger years. And read my book, Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, also on Amazon. And Charles just had me on his show talking about that book. You can go to BujinkanUSA.com. My dojo has been going for 30 years in Tucson. I've been in martial arts for over 50 years. And you really need to save yourself, because the police, whether they're defunded or not, the police have already pulled back in all the major cities, including Tucson. So you can try my handgun class at warriorschool.com. That's going on in its 10th year. Or try my equine therapy courses. Go to christchaplaincy.com, any of those. Can't come and visit, then you can get my DVDs. But most importantly, if you want truth and fake news, if you want freedom and not deep state slavery, if you love the show, then you can sponsor the show. You go to jeffreyprather.com and PayPal your support. Or I just got up on Patreon, too, so trying that out. And also, please go to my YouTube channel, Jeffrey Prather, and subscribe and share. And kudos out again to George Webb and Farmer Jones having me on their show several times, and also kind of showing me the ropes, because I'm a dinosaur. I'm 63 years old. Sometimes I got to slow down a little bit. But really important today, so lots of stuff going on. The first thing is happy birthday to President Trump yesterday. Clearly the best president of the century, kind of like me and Churchill, is very harsh. He hurts your feelings a lot, but he gets things done. And if you haven't seen Darkest Hour, finally the prince comes and goes, "I'm afraid of you, but Hitler's afraid of you too, so I'm going to support you." And of course, you know, after everything's failing, then they give him the job, and then they hope he'll fail, and then after he wins, then 6 months later, they take it away from him. But I've been on the air for 2 years, and the deep state's been coming after me since 04. So I guess I'm doing pretty good, especially when I'm compared to Trump and Flynn and Kavanaugh and all those guys. But anyway, happy birthday to President Trump, and prayers out to President Trump. And the next thing is happy birthday to the United States Army. All you soldiers, my brothers and sisters out there, still living, and a special shout out there to young Austin, who's just finished AIT, getting ready to go to RASP and become a Ranger. Real proud of you, the next generation. Makes me feel a lot better about the country. Before there was a country, there was an army. Before there was a president, there were soldiers. The warrior always comes first. Somebody has to take the ground and make it safe, and I'm proud to be a United States Army soldier, retired. This is my famous pewter flasks that I got when I lived in Old Town from my wonderful wife. Thank you, honey. And it is filled with wonderful single malt. No, I think it's got Kentucky bourbon. You know, Kentucky, the Shawandasi way to say it, the people of the southern wind, the correct way to say Kentucky. So, you know, we have a tradition. If you finish a warrior school course with me, we always toast each other. And here I am toasting the army. Before there was a country, there was an army. This flask could have been carried by barefoot soldiers at Valley Forge. I don't know how old it is, fighting for a country that did not yet exist. Think about that for a second. Anyway, there. We'll see if I get in trouble for that, but, you know, I'm always getting in trouble. And for all you Warrior Schoolers who recognize that flask, good memories to you. The other day it is Flag Day, and my flag's out flying. And I wanted to read you all something. If you haven't seen the movie Glory, have you seen it, Kent? What are you, a commie? You gotta see Glory.
I don't get that much.
So see Glory. Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington, Matthew Broderick, the true story of the 51st Massachusetts, the first black regiment fighting during the Civil War. They were fabulous. Whether it's the 442nd Japanese regiment in World War II or the 54th Massachusetts or indigenous warrior soldiers, they all, even though those who have been abused most fight the hardest and are most loyal to our nation. And since it is also Flag Day, and you should have your flags up and flying, I just wanted to remind you of Sergeant William Kearny. Sergeant William Kearny is the first black soldier, American, to ever be a recipient of the Medal of Honor. And for us soldiers, when we're around MOH guys, those are our rock stars. I was in at a thing with Steven Seagal, and nobody paid attention because it was room for our soldiers, and there was a Medal of Honor recipient there. So we were all glued to him, not to the actor. But anyway, in the movie Glory, it's there's the Fort Wagner assault, which the Union had to take before they could get to Charlottesville, and 54th led the assault, and it was very dangerous and very bloody. It ended up in hand-to-hand fighting. That's the final scene for those of you who have seen the movie. For those of you who haven't seen the movie, you need to go see it. Rent it. It's fabulous. But there's a backstory of that great movie. You know, there's a great scene in there where Morgan Freeman is talking to Denzel Washington at camp, and you can't say the N-word anymore. And I used to be on a black conservative radio show. He said, hey, if we ever say that, we'll be taken off the air. But there's a great scene where Morgan Freeman schools Denzel Washington and says, there aren't any of those here. And if you're not careful, that's all you'll be. We're men because we're going to fight for our freedom. And that is true. Free men, free warriors fight for their freedom. That's how you can tell the difference between a slave and a warrior. There's another great movie called The Buffalo Soldiers with Danny Glover, filmed right out here in Moscow where I made westerns. And then there's an Apache, a real Apache, and he's talking to Denzel Washington. He goes, are you a slave? He goes, no. Were you a slave? He goes, I was. He goes, well, we'll never be slaves. You'll have to kill every one of us. Another great movie, Buffalo Soldiers, to see. But anyway, returning, at the end of the final battle in Glory, when they don't take the fort, and they are decimated, and it goes to hand-to-hand fighting, Sergeant Kearny, who was going to be a minister, picks up the colors. You remember Denzel Washington falls holding the colors? Oh, make me cry on air. And says, come on! And, well, the real story of that is Sergeant Kearny picks up the colors. Everybody eventually retreats. They go back. They're exhausted. Hours later, Sergeant Kearny comes in carrying the colors. After he'd been shot in the leg, so he's kind of crawling back. A retreating member of the 100th New York passed Kearny and, seeing the severity of his wound, said, let me carry that flag for you. With indomitable courage, Sergeant Kearny replied, no one but a member of the 54th should carry the colors. And he got back to his behind the lines, because there's different units back there. He finally gets back to his guys, and they cheer him when he shows up. And he goes, boys, I only did my duty. The flag never touched the ground. So that's probably worth remembering here on the anniversary of the Army's birthday. I think it's the 245th senior service. All my other branches were the first. And it's Flag Day. And we are all paying attention to racism and Black Lives Matter, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But that should put in perspective what real commitment takes, what real freedom takes as well. And so if you haven't seen Glory, you should go see it. But that later on, Sergeant Kearny, who was going to become a minister, and his mother had been a slave, but he had learned to read and write in a secret school, and his heroism in, even though wounded in a terrible battle, not having the colors touch the ground and bringing him back home to his own regiment. So that's where I wanted to start off. Got plenty more to get to, and gosh, I don't have a clock in front of me, so you see where I'm at here. I didn't turn on my thing, but is it time for a break? Okay, thanks, Kent. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you, trying to manage all this stuff and be patient with me, those of you looking on YouTube, because I'm going to commercial breaks on my live show. But please go to YouTube and subscribe and share. And if you like the show, support the show, go to Patreon or go to JeffreyPrather.com. Subscribe. You can get my newsletter there, too. And you can PayPal your support as well. Keep me in your prayers. Thanks for the letters and emails I'm getting. They are really helpful as well. So I've been doing a lot of other shows, a lot of guest shows longer than mine. And it's really helpful to get the word out there. And I've been talking about how that we are in an unconventional war. We are in insurgency. And I served in special forces. I was on an A team, but I was on the B team. And that's what in warfare, special forces, Green Berets, do unconventional warfare. That's what they did in Afghanistan after 9/11. In peacetime, like I was in Honduras a lot doing foreign internal development FID missions. But an unconventional warfare chart I'm going to hold up here and see. I showed this on George Webb, Farmer Jones quite a bit, and showing the steps of unconventional warfare in the SOCOM manual, pocket guide. And it's pretty obvious. Increased political violence, terror, and sabotaged, and then going above from clandestine to overt shadow government activities, and then shadow government's activities. And shadow governments is when the resistance starts providing services that the normal government would provide. For example, with this CHAZ ridiculousness, it's an autonomous region. No, it's not. There's porta potties from Seattle. They're asking for supplies. There's nothing autonomous about it. By the way, they've got guys with guns, they've got borders, and they've got deportations. But the only person they've deported is a pro-life anti-abortionist. So that should tell you about their feelings about life. No society that preys upon its young will survive, including ours. Those are the great rules of Native American warriorship, is nothing must ever be done to harm the children, and everything is born of woman. And you can see those in my book, Initiation. The Apaches still today, most sacred ceremony is the Nayes, the changing sunrise ceremony for the little girl, puberty ceremony, coming of age. But I want to get into what we're doing. So the first rule of war is to know when you're in one. And we're in one. And I just am so surprised how just sheep people are, and how naive and easily led they are. I mean, you know, so let's see. I'm trying to see. It was Obamagate, COVIDgate, Muellergate, Schiffgate, Biden scandals. Can the Dems win with a good economy and good race relations, which is what we had? No. So they have to upset that. Act Blue, which is sending money for Black Lives Matter, which is an international organization, is going to the Democratic Party. And how did those guns get into Chas? That becomes a safe area for them to launch operations out of. And let me tell you, as a military guy, they're going to take more ground as long as you keep retreating. But I want to say the next rule of so we are in a war. And so, you know, we had World War One, we had World War Two. I have my service ribbon from the Global War on Terror, GWAT. So global war, that means World War III. So I'd say we're in our World War IV, and it's a covert, and it primarily it's a psychological operations war. I've done a lot of deep dives If you haven't seen the stuff, go to jeffreyprather.com for my full podcasts. They're not always on YouTube, but they're all on jeffreyprather.com, where I've gone over in deep detail the COVID-19 plandemic, scandemic, that it was bioengineered, but it's primarily a propaganda psyop weapon for economic battle in unrestricted warfare. I've talked about those terms a lot. So the second rule of war is know your enemy. I was an intelligence officer. I used to brief my commanders. That was my job, is to tell what's the situation, who's the bad guys. You know, I was on the border of Honduras and Nicaragua a lot. It's hard to see what's going on out there because you don't know who's shooting at you a lot. They say they can't hear me talking on this. Let me see. I'll see what I can do about that. The Dems are certainly against Trump. China is certainly waging an economic war. Hopefully that'll fix it there. Somebody can email me or text me there on YouTube and see if you can hear me now. Are against Trump. There's a witch's brew, as A.G. Barr has said, going on. The third is no. Okay, audio good? I can hear now. Okay. Well, I was trying to do this thing where you guys could hear. Thanks for the quick texts here. I was trying to fix how people could then hear the callers in, but I'll have to work on that. I'm 63. I'm a dinosaur. Bear with me. But know the objective of what's trying to happen here. So Trump is trying to restore our republic. I'm trying to restore our republic. Our enemies are trying to destroy our republic. So remember, the Chinese said can't take the America head on. So destroy from the inside. That's the best thing that they can do. And so that's what's happening. An insurgency, which could turn into a civil war. It's certainly not a civil war. There's not 600,000 plus dead in this civil war. But that is the most dangerous kind of war. So then understand what the reason is. The reason is because a republic brings freedom. That's dangerous to those who want to control you. So the Chaz autonomous, pseudo-phony autonomous region is not free. How did they take that? Did they vote that? No. They took it by force, by arson and assault. How are they holding it? Is there a democratic vote there? No. There's nothing free about it. It's a total thug fest with tyrants, and they can't even stand on their own. But they are being provided with food and porta potties by the left wing government in Seattle. And all the cities that are wrecks are run and have been run for 40, 50 years by left-wing Dems. And that's what they want. So, and I'm really sad to see, I'm seeing some people, some teachers and some Christians that are just like, oh, Black Lives Matter, I can't be silent anymore. And I'm just so disappointed to hear that you're fallen for this. So it's not that George Floyd wasn't murdered, although I have heard intelligence that the FBI has said what I have said, that the tape has been altered. Where's the call for a civil rights federal investigation? Why aren't they calling for that? They're doing it, but they didn't call for that, because then the FBI gets the evidence. What happened with the Lavoie Finkham tape? They had the wrong date on that right away. What happened to the Las Vegas tapes? They disappeared. So I'm hearing now that the FBI put out a statement saying that the George Floyd murder tape, where this cop is staring right into the camera, not trying to hide it, where the white line at one angle is under his head, from the other angle it's not. Go look. The EMT respond, there's no cervical back brace. Any EMT will tell you they're not following EMS procedures. The FBI, I have intel that says that they made a statement saying the tape has been altered, which I've said for a while. But now that statement has been scrubbed. Let that sink in for a second. What am I saying? I'm saying this is another psyop. Look at the evidence. Look at the tape from the front. Look at the videotape from the rear. Look for the white line under his head. It's under his head in one. It's not under his head in the other. So, I'm not saying he wasn't murdered. I'm not saying black lives don't matter. I'm saying all lives matter. And the guy who taught Colin Kaepernick, the football guy, was a Green Beret who consulted him. And a Green Beret said, well, don't sit. If you're going to do something, kneel. So, you know, I'm fine if you want to kneel. And I'm for your right to burn the flag. It's for my right to never talk to you again, which I will. I won't talk to you again, okay, because that represents my fallen brothers and sisters. But yeah, that's part of your right. And I'm fine with, I don't really pay any attention to grown males playing kids games. So I could care less what this, I don't even think he's playing for a team. I know there's a couple Green Berets that have become, after they did their real hero service, they're playing, NFL. That, I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, the next segment I'm going to get into, it's not about black lives, and I'm going to prove it to you right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Network Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Network Studios. Right back with you. A lot to cover. So, got some intel from you. There is some black DHS, Department of Homeland Security folks from Minneapolis working in D.C. that are happy about the riots. Department of Homeland Security who are happy about the riots. And, of course, that's the deep state. That's the deep state still being there. The Homeland Security people who have been infiltrated. And that's what we're going through because you're not hearing anything about Graham going to issue subpoenas to all the Obamagate players finally. Although, of course, they're going to come in and just invoke their Fifth Amendment rights. That's going to happen. Essentially, that's what Loretta Lynch did as well. Not officially, but very close. Or they'll say, oh, I don't remember. I misremember. So we're still relying on Durham. And the only way we know if Durham's going to come through with anything is that the left hates him. But anyway, I was really disappointed and sad to see supposedly good Christians and young people and teachers just falling for the I can't stay silent anymore, Black Lives Matter. Well, certainly Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Certainly George Floyd's life matters. But if Black Lives Matter, what about the 20 million black babies that have been aborted since abortion became legal? What about those black lives? 20 million of the unborn. And of course, science, not the left, but real science says life begins at conception. I don't know if you remember when I had the founder of Hands of Hope here, Elisa Medina, on, and I was invited to the Tucson premiere of Unplanned. What about those black lives, the most defenseless among us? And, of course, again, who have they thrown out of their little chess space is the pro-lifer. If all black lives matter, then what about the 324,000 young men murdering black young men since in the last 30 years? Because, of course, we know that's an epidemic of violence. There's more killed in a weekend in Chicago than anywhere else. If black lives matter, what about all of those lives? Why is there no mention of that? If all black lives matter, then what about the black police officers, the federal protective officer that was executed in the back of the head, and the retired police captain, I think his name is Dorn, who was helping guard a store? What about all of the innocent good citizens in these neighborhoods where the police can't patrol anymore? So Black Lives Matter is an international organization. The founder, I can't think of his name, but he was trained by Maduro in Venezuela. You know, that socialist paradise in South America? I've worked Caracas back in the day before. Pretty good place, good folks. You know, they had lots of resources, and now they don't have toilet paper. They got nothing. They're falling apart, and they're exporting their citizenry and the socialism to America up the isthmus. So the number of young black men killed in a year is almost 10,000, about 952 per FBI statistics. The FBI may not be good at real terrorism cases, but they are great at statistics. And again, I was talking with a friend of mine who's a liberal a while back, and I'm like, the FBI is really a mess right now. He goes, well, that's your opinion. Yeah, it's my opinion. I graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990. I've worked with the FBI probably for two decades. I know the hero of the FBI gunfight, Ed Morales. You know, I went to the same firearm school, is the same range. The FBI, it's the FBI's big range at Quantico. So yeah, that's my opinion. A lot more informed than yours. And of course, he said, "Yeah, well, Trump's a buffoon." Well, let's talk about policy. What about, you know, killing ISIS? What about reducing black employment? No, just Trump's a buffoon. Orange man bad. Orange man bad. Orange man bad. That's PSYOPs. That's MK Ultra. That's mind control. That is what we are seeing here. And that is the focus. And it's so obvious to me. I just can't believe that people can't understand that. So the next rule of war, as I'm going, remember I was going through rules of war? Are you guys with me? I'm not getting any text now, so I'm hoping you guys are still out there. But the next rule of war is know the battleground. And for the most part, the battleground is human terrain. If you can control the human terrain, then the ground follows. And that's what the communists are great at doing. And that's what I think Khrushchev said is, you know, we'll take the United States from within. We just won't call it communism. We'll call it progressivism. Remember, you know, Hillary and everybody, they're all progressives. But in this instance, and most of the time I'm talking about human terrain, I'm trying to counter the propaganda with truth and let you recognize that it is PSYOPs going on, and that COVID-19 is probably the biggest PSYOP in history, and that the Floyd murder is probably a PSYOP as well. Well, not probably, it is. But let's look at why Minnesota? I remember I talked about the counterfeit ring, and to elaborate, it was probably, you know, Floyd looks like he got out of prison early, looks like he was an informant, looks like there was a bad cop, corrupt cop ring running counterfeit money. Remember about the 900,000 counterfeit money found at the border of Minnesota? The call was about a counterfeit $20 bill. As far as I know, beat cops don't do Secret Service work. They're not really trained on counterfeit currency operations like the Secret Service does when they're not guarding somebody. But so it looks like that he was murdered for being an informant by a corrupt cop ring that was helping do counterfeit operations, which was bringing in money to fund insurgency operations. Antifa, there was a Muslim doctor arrested in March in Minneapolis who was going to go to Syria and train with ISIS this same year. So that just didn't stop happening a couple months later. But know the battleground. So in 2016, Trump flipped some key states. And one of the states was Minnesota. And one of the cities was Minneapolis. So Trump is probably at 31-41% of the black vote now. With that much black vote, the Dems cannot win. With black unemployment at a low, they cannot take back power to cover up Obamagate. And if he keeps those states he flipped, they cannot win. So they have to flip them back. So what do you do when the economy is great? Well, you wreck the economy. Now, China did that. That's economic battle for unrestricted warfare. But the Dems and Black Lives Matter and Antifa are doing really well at creating racial divide where there wasn't before. But look it up. It's one of the key states that he flipped in the Rust Belt, that whole line. And somebody's looked at a map and said, we got to flip this back. And so, and lots of lives and businesses and families are being ruined by this latest op to flip this back. That is crucial. And, you know, there's even, you know, Kanye West, and I don't think I've ever heard a Kanye West song. You know, I listen to both kinds of music, country and Western, you know, because I got horses and I'm a country boy. But, you know, I understand that he's a big genius singer, and he's become a big supporter and a big Christian from what I hear. So how do you undo that? Well, you undo that by sowing chaos. Unfortunately, the chaos is at the risk and destruction of lives and businesses. But anyway, I'm running over again. I'll come up to the final segment. Stay with me. Bear with me. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you with the final segment. So understand the battle. The deep state is losing on the federal level. All of the DOJ corrupt officials have been fired. They're under investigation. The same thing with the intelligence community. There's still plenty in there, but they're on the run. So if they can't hold that front, then where do they take the battle? They take the battle to the local front across the country. So that's what you're seeing. And an insurgency is very difficult to counter because it pops up everywhere. It's like stepping on mercury. So understand what's happening here. Understand that the ex-DNI, acting DNI, Director of National Intelligence, Grinnell, was declassifying all these messages, showing that they were lying, that the subpoenas are coming. So this is their counter to that, because they're desperate, because they're not trying to win elections. They're just trying to stay out of jail. To stay out of jail, they have to win elections. So they don't even have to defund the police. It's irrelevant whether or not the police are defunded. And some people are saying they're not going to defund the police. The police have already retreated physically and mentally. Okay. They're not going to respond to the calls. You're in trouble. So you sheep, so most people are sheep. We were talking about this on the break. They got their heads down, butts up. They're going with the herd. They're eating grass. There's a few of us sheepdogs out there, and the bad guys are the wolves. But you sheep, if you are living in these cities where you cannot arm yourself, where they're letting criminals out and locking up churches, and putting COVID positive people back into old folks homes so to kill off the population. It's more eugenics. Margaret Sanger wanted to kill black babies. They're also killing the elderly, especially Cuomo in New York. This is planned. It's the same thing. It's the two sides. Because why? Because they aren't useful. Babies and old people can't work for the collective state. Animal Farm, George Orwell, We Are There. So if you are living in these places, get out now. You know, my wife and I were just watching World on Fire because we like those PBS things. And it's really interesting to watch the new, as Hitler rises, it's just interesting to watch people just don't think they're going to be that bad. And everybody forgets that everybody thought that Hitler was great, and he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, and everybody was great. It was just Churchill, the only one standing against him. Minnesota real estate, I think, is at a 18 to 20% for sale rate. People are leaving. People leave war zones where there is no protection, where there are no soldiers, where there are no police, where there are no warrior protectors. You have to get out. First always comes the warrior. Wherever you are, first some warrior had to come along and make that ground safe. I know that's my specialty. I teach Bujinkan, Warrior Spirit School. I teach Warrior School. I teach spiritual warriorship at Christ Chaplaincy. This is my lane. These unarmed social workers that they're going to replace the police with will simply be cut down. And even my Army, I'm celebrating their birthday, massacre at Sand Creek, the Cheyenne were supposed to be where they're at. They're flying American flag, white flag. They're riding in to kill them. They send out a little girl. Surely they won't kill the little girl. They killed the little girl. The guys with the guns control the territory. So they don't have to defund the police. The police are already retreating. And this is stolen land in Seattle. If you don't take it back, they're going to take more. The only way you stop a bully or a tyrant is by fighting back. There's a great line in Darkness Falls where there's like, we should negotiate. And Churchill goes, you don't negotiate with a tiger when your head is in its mouth. Now, we are not there yet, but we are well on the way to that. So what you're going to hear next, and you're already hearing this, here's my prediction is, so protests and riots are good and healthy with all the 1,000 health protectors, but church and Trump rallies are bad because COVID-19 can discriminate between. Oh, that was a little poem. I got a joke for you too. Well, it's more of a meme my wife showed me. It's really funny, Kent. You're going to love this. I'm so tired. I've been out all day putting Trump stickers on rioters' cars and watching them destroy them. That's pretty funny.
Huh? That's a good one.
Huh? Yeah. So, running out of time, trying to cover a lot here, of material. It's not autonomous, but you can call in at, 527-90-2040. And, I'm not seeing any comments. I don't know whether I lost you guys on StreamYard, YouTube or not. But it's not autonomous by any means. It's not autonomous. They're getting porta potties. They've got water and they're asking, stuff. They also had to have the fire department because they had another fire. They set themselves on fire and the fire department had to come. So, that's still happening. Meanwhile, Cuomo's killing plenty of, old folks putting COVID positive old folks back into the old folks home, and he banned hydrochloroquine. So this is the same thing. This is Margaret Sanger killing black babies, and the governor and mayor team, or not the, the mayor's not very good either, but Chris Cuomo's on the TV killing, old folks. That is what I want you to see. I hope you're seeing the fight finally. Anyway. Hi, Mark. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Yes, thanks so much for your show. And again, about this Chaz location, it's just exactly like Nazi Germany and, you know, where zeig mir deine Papieren, kind of show me your papers. And when I was in high school in Bavaria, I took a train trip to West Berlin. This is back during when there was West Berlin. And great trip, and get to a town near the border and, spend the night there. And then the next day you get on the train and you cross. It's a very nice trip on the train getting to East Germany. Then you switch train engines and you're in this rickety, rough train track ride. And everywhere you see is piles of rubble. It's just like, it's worse than going from the United States to
Mexico. You know, you're right. So I got to still slow you there because I'm live and I'm silent when I'm on YouTube because I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But, you're right. It's just like Nazi Germany. The anti-fascists are the brown shirts. And my wife reminded me, whose family is Jewish, is, and what did the Nazis do? They banned the police.
That's correct. And they had their own police.
And then they had their own police. So this should sound.
And they had their own guns. Guns.
And their own guns. But thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. I know you can't hear Mark. I'm sorry. So Mark was saying he was in Germany and he was going to Bavaria, and it changed when it got to the formerly Nazi-held area, but that the Germans banned the police. The brown shirts are the Antifa guys. This is an old story, but you got to know history. And, of course, 40 to 50 years of of public school education is dumbing down. And I'm not saying don't say things like Columbus never made it to America, Columbus enslaved and raped the indigenous people, the Taino people. No, you should tell those stories, but you should also tell the great things about our country. For example, the Democratic Party was the party of the KKK. The Republican Party had the first black congressmen. The Republican Party had the first Indian congressman. General Grant's aide was Ellie Parker, was a full-blooded, I think it was Chickasaw. We've had an Indian vice president, Curtis, as well. You got to know the facts as well. But the Google, I think, has now taken down Churchill's picture because, yeah, Churchill was racist. But if we're going to be about that, if everything's about slavery and racism, then what about all the American Indian tribes that kept slaves? Yes, the Apaches to the Cherokees had slaves. But you know what? So did the African tribes had slaves. Look it up. So if that's going to be the standard, then, and this always happens in communist revolutions, they don't survive. But I'm running out of time. Understand that we're in a war. We are winning. This is what winning looks like. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point on the Perfection Works Studios. See you next week. Keep the faith. God bless.